The U.S. right now, as you know, is being split apart by a seething immigration debate left unresolved by successive administrations and Congresses. Put bluntly, the immigration system is broken and needs fixing, yet the emotions now being stirred probably are making it less likely, not more likely, that it will be fixed anytime soon. So says Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor at the Wall Street Journal. Jerry, explain.
You know, I think the underlying issue really is immigration. And a lot of this has been about race, racial tensions, charges that President Trump was racist by tweeting that four women of color who are congresswomen, fresh, young Democratic congresswomen, should go back to where they came from, even though three of the four of them were born in the U.S. And I think a lot of the conversation about that has been about race. But I think the underlying issue there and in the question of whether there are going to be mass deportation raids the administration has threatened, and the kind of overall concern about conditions at the U.S.-Mexican border and people being penned up, they all have a common root, which is a debate about what is the role of immigration and what is the role of immigrants in this country. And I think one of the sad parts about this whole state of affairs is that the kind of heated rhetoric we're now seeing makes it less likely rather than more likely that we'll get to a solution to what is really, everybody agrees, a broken immigration system.
Yeah. Why do you say it that way? Why are we less likely because of this emotional rhetoric?
Well, you know, we're now at a point in which the conversation about immigration reform has been overlaid with charges of, you know, racism and immoral behavior and bad faith on all sides. And I think that Democrats are getting themselves dug in a position in which they might actually decide as a party that they're for decriminalizing illegal immigration at the border, making it a civil offense, not a criminal offense. Meanwhile, Republicans are getting more and more adamant that we should close the door and not allow people to come to the U.S. and seek asylum at all from Central America. And in fact, the Trump administration moved in that direction now. And I think you sort of have a sense of both the rhetoric and emotions getting higher and the common ground getting smaller, and both sides getting dug in on positions that may be more difficult than ever to reconcile.
I'm speaking with Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor at the Wall Street Journal. His piece is called "The Go Back Message Deepens Immigration Debate Wounds." You sort of say that the most of the points are, I don't know, can be common ground type material, right? Folks want to stop illegal immigration, I think, generally speaking. It's just what how they get there or how to...
Well, look, I mean, there have been two occasions in the last couple of years in which there appeared to be a bipartisan consensus, one that both the White House and Congress could agree on, to make some changes and some fixes in the immigration system, including more border security and including clarifying the rules for seeking asylum in the U.S. And they fell apart, and largely because the White House backed away under pressure from the right, because one of the elements of that compromise, or both those compromises, was going to be to provide legal status to the Dreamers. These are the young immigrants who came as children, not of their own accord, but with their parents, but who've been here for a long time and have been educated here and are now adults here. And
all right, you point out, too, that the president and his supporters point out that his administration supports legal immigration. Is there problematic messaging there for him?
Well, not really. I mean, there is some debate about what kind of legal immigration, and I think what the administration is trying to do is say we are for keeping the levels of legal immigration steady and stable. Some business people would like the levels of legal immigration to go higher, so there's some tension on that point. The Trump administration wants the legal immigrants who are allowed to be tilted more toward merit-based people with job skills and education and less toward family reunification, and that bothers people on the left. But I think, you know, I think there is an agreement that, you know, legal immigration is good and desirable. There are debates about the details. A lot of this is about, the debate over how you handle illegal immigration. But I will say that the Trump administration, while it says it's for basically steady legal immigration, has actually taken some steps to reduce legal immigration. So there isn't quite consensus on even the legal immigration part of this debate yet either.
Thanks, Jerry. Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor at The Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.